Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
That's right, Clint Sterner Football at 4. And on Friday in the 4 o'clock hour, every Friday, we are joined by the General Hall of Famer, John McClain. And every Friday, hell, every time he joins Sports Radio 610, he is presented by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. It's fun to be down here. It's fun to be the buzz downtown. When I got here early, I've been walking around the ballpark, checking out all the fans, bumping into people. It's just such a buzz. I went to a bunch of games in 17, I don't know if it'll ever be duplicated like that because it was the first one to win, but man, it's so exciting, especially the way they came back from those two butt kickings.
Yeah, there's definitely a buzz around the ballpark, around the organization right now, and it's fun to be a part of it, no question about it. John, but before we get to this game six, which is obviously, I mean, just hugely important, man, your report, the news you broke, I guess it was yesterday, about Deshaun Watson and possible trade talks heating up between the Texans and the Miami Dolphins specifically, man, what is the latest on that report? Any movement as of today?
I wrote yesterday they'd intensified their negotiations, and they were hoping to do it by the end of the week. If they didn't, it could go right up to the November 2nd trade deadline. That I found out, this is the first time I've thought that it was serious. The other times, and it's no secret, my goodness, they've been talking for 9 months, and there have been so many reports about him going to the Dolphins. He has a no-trade clause. That's the only place he will not invoke his no-trade clause. He wants to be with the Dolphins. They want him. The coach, Brian Flores, the general manager, Chris Greer, who's doing all the negotiating with Nick Caserio, and then the owner, Stephen Ross, wants him. But as I have said, on every team that has withdrawn, has pulled back on the interest, they want the legal situation resolved. And I think, you know, people talk about Roger Goodell put him on the exempt list. He's not going to put him on the exempt list. If he was going to do that, he would have already done it. And there's talk about him suspending him. Well, you could suspend him right now. There's players that get suspended and they're not even in the league. Just to let teams know that if you sign this guy, he's going to miss 2, 4, 6 games. That happened to who? P.J. Hall today, and he's not in the league. One game suspension. So he could have already suspended him. So I think by the trade deadline, since it didn't happen today, and I think if it doesn't happen by about 3 o'clock on Fridays and nothing ever gets done the rest of the night and on Saturdays, that'll go right up to the deadline. But I believe he will be a Dolphin. Somebody told me that Will Fuller, one of the reasons he signed with Miami was he thought Watson would come there. Well, if Watson will only approve a trade to Miami, then he's probably told his friends. And I remember reading a story in the Miami Herald like the first week or two that it came out saying that the Dolphins and the Jets were the first two teams on his list. And I'm thinking, the Jets, why? Give me a break. He's not going to the Jets. But I could understand on the Dolphins, and then they loaded up, and it hadn't worked. They're 1-5. They have a one-point victory over the Patriots. They've been terrible. And maybe they think if they get him, that they'll help them get contract extensions instead of fired after such a disappointing season.
John, there were a couple of reasons that when I heard that report, that I bought this one a lot quicker than I did the others. One, it was you.
Thank you.
You bet, bud. And number two, the as specific as you were in talks about Deshaun Watson playing for Miami early in November, you were very specific throughout your report and throughout your conversations with people around the country. Do you still feel that way about Deshaun, that he could potentially be playing for the Miami Dolphins when the Texans play them that later on this season?
I think there's, if it goes up to the trade deadline November 2nd, which is a Tuesday, I don't see any way that he's going to be able to be ready to play Sunday. But let's be truthful, how much would he need to know about their offense to beat the Texans? And I think also this, that
– That's a good point.
Slid it right in.
If you were traded this week or early next week, then he would have 2 weeks. But it'd be grossly unfair to Tua Tagovailoa that he's come back from injury, threw for 329 yards, 2 touchdowns, in that loss to Jacksonville on Sunday. And maybe that loss to Jacksonville, breaking the Jaguars' 20-game losing streak, is what caused Chris Greer, the general manager, to speed up, to call Nick Caserio and get heavily involved again, because their owner – Stephen Ross wants to win. He spent a lot of money. He's let those two guys do a lot of stuff to try to put together a team, and they got all their hopes up. You know, after going 10-6, they thought there was a good chance they were going to the playoffs this year, and right now they've been awful.
John, you go 10-6 last year, then you turn around, you lose to Buffalo this year, arguably the best team in the AFC, one of. Then you lose to Tampa Bay, the defending Super Bowl champion, which it looks like they're going to be right in line to push for another one. And then, as you said, you lose to lowly Jacksonville. Yeah, you damn right. That would push the get aggressive button for the Miami Dolphins. John, another thing, you've done some hell. Every time I turn my TV on, I felt like I was special when we got you on Friday. The only place I could hear you is on Sports Radio 610. Hell, the last couple of days, every time I turn my TV on, somebody's got your voice coming across the speakers there. Who is your favorite? Now I'm gonna put you on the spot. Now, favorite national media person to join when things like this pop.
I did 11 shows yesterday, plus all my 5 Thursday regular shows, and I wrote a column, and I wrote takeaways, and I did a mailbag, and I wrote another Watson story. So I didn't have time to breathe. And the first guy that called me, because, you know, when you get all these lined up, the others call you and say, I'm sorry. Like I just had one call me a while ago to see if I could do it while I was on here, and I said, sorry. Was Rich Eisen. I like Rich Eisen a lot. Rich, ever since I started going on his show, he wants me to talk about the Astros. He knows I'm a big Astros fan. And then when the Rockets were in the playoffs, he knew I kept up with the Rockets. So I get to go with Rich Eisen, who's a first-class guy, and I love doing his show. And I like doing some others, too, a lot on Sirius, CBS National Show. I've done so many. It pops up on my phone, Intercom, and Odyssey, and all these things that pop up. But Rich Eisen, since you asked me that, I would say is number one.
That's what I was going to say.
Damon Mendelar is another one.
I like D.A.
I've known Damon since he was in Syracuse, and he did a talk show on campus with a guy named Kevin Cooper. Mm. And I met Kevin when he was interning with the Titans, and he asked me, he said, when I go back to school, I do a campus talk show, would you do it? I said, of course I'd do it. So I did it several times, and then, of course, Damon went to Fort Myers. I did it with him in Fort Myers. Now he's at New York. I did his show today, but he wasn't on there. And Kevin, of course, became a PR guy, went on to the other side and was with the Giants, and then he came here and was here for years, and he's one of the all-time great PR guys and one of the all-time great guys. And he was a hell of a talk show host when he was in college with D.A.
Real quick on the Watson front, real quick. You're saying that it seems like the Dolphins are the only team that he would agree to a trade to. With somebody who's off the field, who who I would imagine really wants to play. Like, that's it? There are no – like, there's no other teams that you would hear he would – like, we think about the other ones. Denver could be one, or Philly, or there's no other teams. It's just Miami.
Well, that's the ones that is seriously after him. Now, Philadelphia was, but he didn't want to go to Philadelphia. Denver, remember Kareem Jackson put out twice he wanted to come to Denver. And the Broncos were on the verge of making a big offer, and then the lawsuits started to pile up. Carolina's been on the verge a couple of times, and the lawsuits piled up. And I keep up with Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold's performance is going straight down the tubes, and they've lost three in a row. So I'll guarantee you they will be interested. And, you know, Carolina's really close to his hometown in Gainesville, Georgia. But if Miami doesn't do this by the deadline, they're going to be just one of many that would go before the draft. And they'll give up three ones. Not sure if Casario will get his two twos or he'll have to come down from that. But if Miami doesn't get him by the trade deadline, then they'll go back in the hopper and the odds will be like them. They'll be like one of, say, seven or eight.
Yeah, that's the other part of it, John. When your report popped, I was like, you can, along with the way the season's gone at 1-5 for Miami, you can look at it and go, man, they could use the rest of this year because it's down the drain. And it doesn't matter if they acquire Deshaun Watson and he gets disciplined. So what? It doesn't hurt you this year. You're 1-5 anyway. This thing's down the drain. And so the timing is just there for one team to avoid what you just said, seven or eight other teams getting in the mix and going ahead. Do you want to take that gamble? Obviously a major gamble, but it may be worth it for a team like Miami that's in the position they're in right now.
Matt Rhule and the Panthers and their owner, Dave Tepper, they really like him and they do want him, but Miami's where he wants to go. And I think if it came down to Carolina saying, okay, Nick, we'll give you your three ones, we'll give you this. It's always great to have competition. And maybe by the trading deadline of November 2nd, another team will pop in it. But all I know is the Dolphins want him, and he wants the Dolphins. The key is, can he do off the field what teams would like for him to do? And you know the owner's talking to Roger Goodell. He's not going to make that trade if Goodell says, well, we're going to suspend him for a year. I bet you he doesn't get suspended. Mm. And if he does, it's so late in the season, Clint, it's like you said, so what?
It'll be all these games already that he's been out. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley. We are here with the general, John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. He is with us the entire 4 o'clock hour as we are getting you ready for Game 6. And we know he is amped up about it as well. We've been seeing him walking around. I thought John was just getting some exercise, but I think he's got a little story. He's got something going on, as Clint would say, something cooking around here. We'll hear from the general coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 6 of the ALCS. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
John McClain, the general, joins us as he does each and every Friday in the 4 o'clock hour, presented by Horn Solutions. And he is live as we are out here across the street from Minute Maid. And, John, I know you've been walking around. You've been moving and shaking before you jumped on with us. And you got a little story to tell.
Well, I do, Ron. I love this ballpark. I started coming to Colt 45 games first year, 1962. Mm. And I was, so I was 9 years old, and we would come down in the summer and spend a weekend at a motel over around the ballpark. And then when the Astrodome opened in 65, we would come spend a weekend there in the summer. And, of course, it was like a spaceship. And I love both those ballparks. The old ballpark, Colt 45s, had some of the biggest mosquitoes. They had ice cold beer. Nobody threw beer bottles then. And I remember my parents would be miserable and they'd want to leave. But because I didn't want to leave, they would stick it out. Mm. And so I love that ballpark. The dressing room was down the left field line. And you could stand and the players had to walk by you and they'd stop and post pictures and they would sign autographs. And so when they built Minute Maid, Rob Matwick was VP of communications there and Drayton McClain was the owner. And I knew Drayton because he liked to talk to me about Baylor. So they used to let me come down here before the ballpark opened. And if I wanted to bring somebody like, say there was media in town to come see anything, and I would come down here and walk, give them a tour. And I remember one time Drayton said he was in a meeting in his big office there in Union Station, and somebody walked up and said, "There's a guy walking around out on the field. I don't think he works for us." Drayton walked over there and said, "That's John McClain from the Chronicle. Leave him alone." And I used to take so much pride walking around, seeing the different parts of the stadium, and I love showing it off to other media people because I wanted them to go back on their talk shows and talk about it. Wanted them to go back and write about it. Of course, there was no Twitter then. And I never get tired of coming here. And last week when I came here, I parked over at the Hilton, spent a lot of time walking around the stadium on my way back because I got soaked on the way here. And I just never get tired of seeing it. I don't, inside and outside. Sometimes I'll just drive around the stadium during the day if I'm not in a hurry, especially when it's football season's not going on, and just drive around a couple of circles remembering the way it used to be when it was all such a dump here. And when they put it here, everybody's like, "What in the hell's the matter with them? Why would they put a ballpark on that side of town?" Now it turned out to be brilliant.
John, I think I've asked you this question before about football stadiums, but what is your favorite Major League Baseball ballpark that you've been to?
I've been to a lot of them. Carol and I love going to the retro parks. And if I say anything but this, she's going to get real mad at me. But Camden Yards was the first one. It's in Baltimore. It's downtown. I went to Baltimore the last year that the Colts were there, and it was such a dump downtown. And now it's incredible with the harbor. And I love Camden Yards. Went there the season it opened. Richard Justice, who worked for the Washington Post and Baltimore Sun, got us great tickets. And before he came to work for the Chronicle, and they sold 40,000 tickets every game. Now they can't sell 4,000. The Orioles are so bad, and it was just so vibrant. And you walk in there, and there's Boog. You think, okay, let's go to Boog's Barbecue. And you walk up, holy bleep, there's Boog Powell. He's right there at the front signing autographs. Everybody that goes to get his barbecue walks right by him, and it's very special. I went to the Indians ballpark, which is on the second smallest plot of land to Fenway, downtown Cleveland. When it opened up with a Jacob good friend Field, of mine, yep. Tony Grossi from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and he had grew up diehard Tribe fan. So we went for a series against the Yankees. So Carol and I got to witness what it was like, Yankees against one of their rivals for decades, and went to old Yankee Stadium. Coors Field, I like anything in Colorado. And I love the Giants ballpark, the location, but my God, it is so cold there.
Yeah, it is.
We went in June, and I knew it was going to be cold, and I took a pullover, and I had a shirt under it and long pants, and I was so cold, I had to buy a big old Giants jacket. It was like $150, and then I just gave it away afterward. And I would get tired of being so cold every night going to a ball game.
Hmm. John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. Them are some great ballparks.
Petco Park, that's another great
one. That's a good one, too. I love that Western Union building they have.
You can go right up on the top of the Marriott outside center field, and they have a great club on the top, and you can look right down on it. Just an incredible view. PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Ooh, yeah, with that bridge.
That background that they have. You walk over the bridges, the pedestrian bridge from downtown Pittsburgh, and it's right there. And if you do it to Heinz Field, you walk past PNC to Heinz Field. And that ballpark has the best background. You know, so many of them have great backgrounds. I don't know what it is about Pittsburgh background, but that's the way baseball was in the old days when they were all downtown. And I never get tired of seeing them. And when I retire, the Chronicle puts me out to pasture. Hmm. Our goal is to go to all of them.
All right, John. Well, the world's going to be watching this ballpark.
Yes, they are.
Minute Maid tonight. And the big thing for us we've been talking about is Luis Garcia and what he's going to do, because this is what the game, at least at the start of it, is about. What's your expectations for him? What does he need to do for you, John, to have a successful night?
I have to admit, guys, after they got hammered in those second and third games, I thought, no way.
Really?
Pitchers were an embarrassment. You know, the fact they couldn't do any more at the start of the game. Now, I saw Brett Strom said he thought that they were tipping their pitches and they had to get it cleaned up, and it looked like they did in time for Fromber to come out there and pitch one of the greatest playoff games in Astros playoff history. And Garcia, being a rookie, you don't know what to expect. You know, that first game, he was terrible. Said he had a knee issue. You know, Keady pitched well in the past in the playoffs. I have confidence, more confidence in him than I have in Garcia. But I have to admit, after the way Fromber pitched the first game, I didn't have any confidence in him. So what the hell do I know?
Well, John, I think you look at a few things with Luis Garcia's. Number one, I mean, he sat down and watched Fromber go from really struggling to a really good outing. In fact, I heard Jared Carrabas, who has a podcast with up in Boston, and Section 10, I believe it's called. He does a really good job covering the Red Sox, and he said that was the best pitching performance in Fenway Park since Bob Gibson. That's late 60s.
That's saying a lot. Bob Gibson was best pitcher in baseball in the Hall of Fame in 68. His ERA was like 1.12, and they made him knock the mound down, scrape it down, because pitchers like him were too dominant. You talk about Fromber and Bob Gibson being the only ones. That is an incredible compliment.
And that's coming from I don't know, if I think there's two guys on that podcast, maybe three, but Jared Carrabas does it. I mean, he's a big deal covering the Red Sox, and when he said that, nobody involved checked up. So it was kind of a general understanding. I thought, damn, I knew it was good, but as good as anything since 1968 in Fenway Park, that's about as high a praise as you're going to get.
I thought it was a great story by Tom Verducci, and he's on Fox, but Tom's been one of the best baseball writers ever.
Yeah.
and I always read what he writes. In fact, I've been reading everything I can. I read every word in the Chronicle. I always do that. But I love reading National and every publication I can. I like listening to the National guys talking about the Astros. And Tom Verducci had a great story the other night about when Fromber was scouted. He was older than most that gets signed. And it was a tryout. And the scout, Fromber got there so late, had to turn on his car lights to watch him pitch. And he showed him enough where they signed him, I think he said, to $10,000. And that was just a tremendous story. Mm. There's so many great ones. And I thought last year when the Astros won 3 in a row against the Rays, I said, you talk about incredible resiliency. They're never going to beat this. And now from getting their brains beat in, everybody in the country except the most diehard Astros fan thought they were going to get creamed again, and they came back with a vengeance. I don't know that I've ever seen a team who can put adversity behind them, compartmentalize it, and maybe they turn it inward and it helps fuel them. I know this, if I was these fans on the road, I'd be nice to them. I wouldn't be yelling cheater and all that stuff, because it's pretty obvious that fuels their fire, starting with Altuve. But everything they've gone through and all the grief they've taken from fans, media, I want them to win this series, and I want them to play the Dodgers, because after all the whining and wailing and crying the Dodgers did, I want them to play them and I want them to beat them. But as they've had a lot of great games throughout their history against the Braves, I wouldn't mind seeing that old rivalry come up, but it wouldn't be anything like the Dodgers. Everybody likes the Braves. You know, the Braves are a class organization, class act. Freddie Freeman, as good as it is, great deals they made before the trade deadline. They lose Ronald Acuna. Woe is me. They're never going to win anything. It's been an incredible story, just like the Astros. So I wouldn't have any problem with the Braves.
John McClain with us, presented by Horn Solutions, as he is throughout the entire 4 o'clock hour. We're going to continue to talk about this Game 6 as we're live out here at the corner of Crawford and Congress. But he spoke with J.J. Watt yesterday, and J.J. Watt is going to play the Texans for the first time since he left. Is this going to be a tough game for J.J. Watt? We'll discuss that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 6 of the ALCS. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
That's right, John McClain. He is with us and presented by Horn Solutions, as always. And, John, remember, coming up, text in 713-572-4610. Dear John, any questions you got for the general, sports-related or non-sports-related, he will answer them for you. And, John, I heard you going back and having it was like old times with J.J. Watt yesterday. He's going to play the Texans for the first time. What is your sense from him? Do you think for J.J. this is a tough game for him? This is one he wants to kind of get out of the way?
No, Ron, I think he wants to get out there and play because he knows he might get two or three sacks and have his best game of the season. And, you know, he went to the McNair's house. He met with them. Asked for his release. They gave it to him. He's got no hard feelings with people here. You know, it's like DeAndre Hopkins. He should be calling Bill O'Brien or texting him at least once a week, thanking him. Because O'Brien got him with a team that's going to be 7-0, that right now is the only unbeaten team in football. And when they let Watt go and Watt signed that two-year, $31 million contract, he got a lot of criticism. People say he don't want to win. He just wants money. He's selfish. He's a money grubber. And I knew, and I asked Watt about this yesterday, but before he went somewhere, he would do his homework and he would study an organization. And now he looks pretty smart, but most everything JG did here, he looks smart. And he doesn't know hardly any of the players anymore. You know, you know, they've lost five in a row. They've been beaten 71-3 the last two games. They might get beat 71-3 Sunday. Yeah, maybe he'll feel some sympathy for them afterward. But, no, I think if Bill O'Brien were still here, yes. Yes, it would mean more to these guys.
Well, look, it's a no-brainer why he went to Arizona. And Vance Joseph is a guy that he had some experience with. Obviously, you're playing with a young quarterback, which he spoke about yesterday, a ton of talent, right, which you didn't know what the record was. You didn't know they were going to be this good, but you knew they were going to have a chance. He's going to be playing opposite another prolific pass rusher. And so, I mean, there's it's not a surprise that that's where he ended up landing once you look at it. But, John, there's got to be something there. And you know J.J. better than me. Hell, you know all these guys better than me. But there's got to be something there from a perspective of – this group, this new regime in Houston, and when you take over an organization, maybe you have to be that way, but they seem like a group that told a lot of people to either get in or get out, and it doesn't matter if you're J.J. or Deshaun or DeAndre. Along the way, they stepped on some toes by the way that they conducted business. Talking about Jack Easterby.
Well, not with Watt. Easterby's got nothing to do with personnel, no.
And you don't think J.J. Watt had a problem with Jack Easterby?
He might have had a problem with it, but it wasn't because of personnel. And because Easterby had nothing to do with anything involving Watt on the field. Watt didn't want to go through this. He didn't want to go play for a terrible team. He turned 32 in March. He knew he had two or three years left, depending on how he stayed healthy. I talked to him one time. He used Calais Campbell as an example, still playing strong at his age. So he just didn't want to be a part of this. He wanted to go somewhere else. And he's happy as can be. Whitney Mercilus, happy as can be. Andre Roberts goes to the Chargers, happy as he can be. And they did right by Whitney, just like they did right by Watt. He has to be released so he could go to a playoff team. And he goes to the Packers, one of the top organizations and a perennial Super Bowl contender. And Roberts, you know, Andre Roberts didn't do squat. And so I'm not surprised they cut him. Key now, trade deadline's coming up. All the attention's on Deshaun Watson. Who else is going to be traded? I think they should trade Zach Cunningham. He's not playing in passing situations. And teams are nickel all the time. So Christian Kirksey and Cameron Grugier-Hill, who's been really good, they get most of the playing time. So go ahead and trade him. If they're not going to activate Charles Omenihu in this game, they might as well trade him. I still don't understand why he's been inactive. They say, well, we got nine, we put up eight, somebody's always going to get left out. But if you're playing the way they want, you're not going to get left out. So I'd love to see Omenihu be up, get a chance to play, and show them what they've been missing the last two games. But if he's down again, trade him.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, he can't be down this week. They don't have Mercilus. Jaleel Johnson's out. I mean, Ross Blacklock, they say, is going to play, but he's
I don't know how he can play. He hadn't practiced all week.
Yeah, and he's coming back from – like, there's no more of the – we got eight. We only got eight spots to fill this.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
There's no way. There's no way. But I wonder what kind of playing time he gets. He has to go. And you're right. If he doesn't play this week, trade him or something.
Just for the reason that you said – and they got a good running game. They're tied for fifth in rushing. And it's because they've gotten players like James Conner, who has five touchdowns from Pittsburgh, free agent. A.J. Green, I thought his season was over 3 years ago. He's been rejuvenated in the desert. They've had that effect on people, and a lot of it – and I wrote a column this week, the Texans' model should be the Cardinals. 3-13, everybody wanted everybody fired. Then they hired Cliff Kingsbury. That was controversial. They draft Kyler Murray. That was controversial. Go 5-10-1. People, Kingsbury's college coach, get rid of him. And then they're 8-6, and they got a chance to win a wild card berth. And they lose, I think, to the Rams and the Seahawks to be 8-8. But nobody expected this, for them to be the only unbeaten team. The last time, let me see if you guys were even born then.
Oh, yeah.
The last time they were unbeaten after six games was 1974 with Don Coryell when they finished 10-14. Were y'all born in 74?
I was not. I was 77. I know who Air Coryell is, though.
I was
in my second year of a full-time – let's see. Second year as a full-time sports writer at the Waco Tribune Herald while I was going to Baylor.
John, you mentioned – you know, the
man, I'm old.
You're not.
I should have brought that up.
You ain't old, man. We're all trying to get where you're at, baby.
That's what Shannon Sharpe said you were.
He did. He said 1,000 something.
He's been in Houston for 1,000 years.
But, John, there is, you said that the struggling franchises should look at the model of the Arizona Cardinals, and I completely agree with you. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't know what the results are. I don't know if they're going to tank. I don't know if they're going to – wheels going to come off and they're going to be 500. I guess you can't – 17-game season, you can't be 500. But you get my point. I don't know what the hell is going to happen moving forward. But the plan of Kingsbury with the air raid background, Kyler Murray with the air raid background, pairing those two guys, they're arguably – when you look at those two guys' career right now, they're arguably the most successful air raid guys in the history of air raid. I mean, that's hard to say with Hal Mumme and Mike Leach and the success they've had. But when you look at Cliff Kingsbury now in the league doing it, Kyler Murray's been doing it since ninth grade. And I don't remember the numbers in high school.
Unbeaten every year.
Right. I think he won four state titles or something like that. But anyway, three straight titles. Anyway, point being is they have won in a major way. Cliff Kingsbury's played and coached in it for a million years. That plan is, you're right. I mean, if you can find a coach and a quarterback that clearly are that good of a match, good gosh, you got to run with it, man.
Steve Keim, the GM, is the unsung hero here. Remember, Kingsbury was fired. He goes to USC. He's been there a month. USC AD wouldn't let him interview, so he quit. And he got the job, and people didn't like it for just the reason you said. He's an air raid guy. He can't work in the NFL, never does. And then remember, Murray was drafted in the first round by baseball. And everybody said, well, he's going to be a pain. If you don't pay him what he wants, he's going to go to Oakland. He loves the A's. In fact, the other day, this week, I watched him doing a news conference wearing an A's hat.
Yep.
And that's probably because his contract's coming up after the season. I'm guessing we'll see him in a lot of A's stuff between now and the rest of the season. But they took a chance on him because Kingsbury had seen him in college and liked him. And made Steve Keim and the owner, Michael Bidwell, believe this is the guy we have to implement our system. And now he's an MVP candidate in his third year. But they put some pieces around him. Christian Kirk, Rondell Moore, second-round picks in the slot. They also, Chase Edmonds, fourth-round pick. Their running game, those two backs have gained almost 600 yards. They don't rely on Murray to run the ball like they have in the past. He's got three touchdowns rushing, but I think 117 yards. So he's becoming a better quarterback. And right now, I'm guessing he and Matthew Stafford would have to be the leaders for the MVP among the quarterbacks, but the number one candidate might be Derrick Henry.
Yeah, especially we'll see what he does Sunday. If he has another dominant performance against Kansas City, that'll put him in.
Ron, wait till he plays the Texans. Say, the last game, and he needs 300 yards
he can get it.
To be the first guy to do 1,000 yards, 2,000 in two seasons, 2,000 yards in two seasons. He may have it at halftime.
The
way he's abused the Texans.
The single game rushing record is Adrian Peterson. I think it's like 294. I think that is completely in play. It feels like every time Derrick Henry suits up, I feel like that's in play, especially against the Texans. That might get it. It might completely get away from him.
You know something about his career? He didn't do this early in his career.
No.
This only started 2 years ago. So he's not as used up as people think. But 17-game season, they're hoping to play a bunch of playoff games. And with A.J. Brown being hurt all the time, Julio Jones being in and out of the lineup in practice, Ryan Tannehill's not playing as well as he did. So it's like, Mike Vrabel has hitched the wagon to Derrick Henry. He's the hoss, and he's going to carry us. But at some point, will it catch up to him, if not in regular season, in the postseason?
You know, John, I we all wonder that, right? I wonder it. But when I watch Derrick Henry, when I watch him play, it's obviously extremely physical because he's a big-ass dude. But
248 and 6'3".
But John, I don't see a player – I don't watch him play and go, oh, my gosh, how in the world is he going to survive this?
You're right.
I mean, you look up, he's got 30-plus carries, and he gets – I saw the numbers. You may know these, John, and you're a numbers guy. I saw the numbers of his yard per carry by quarter. It goes up every quarter like 2-something to 3-something to 4-something to 6.2 or something like that in the fourth quarter over his entire career. And when I watch him, I just don't see a guy that just gets the hell beat out of him through a game.
You're right. For a guy that size, he's good. Eric Dickerson was 6'3". Chuck Muncy, 6'3". Jim Brown, 6'2". Those guys – well, Brown, you could do anything to a player back then.
Yeah.
You get put in jail for what they used to do back then.
Yeah.
But Eric Dickerson, he didn't – and Eric ran straight up, and he had great speed, but I don't remember him getting his clock cleaned and going – oh, my God, is he going to get up from that? They dish it out more than they absorb. And I think, tell you a stat, let's see. I believe Derrick Henry in the game against Buffalo had his 11th touchdown run of more than 50 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And the all-time record's like 17 or 18. And so he may have that many against the Texans.
Yeah. We'll see what they do. All right, we do this each and every Friday at this time. Dear John.
Let's kick off the weekend by asking the most respected Houston sports writer of all time anything you want. Submit your questions to the text line 713-572-4610. Include hashtag Dear John along with name and city. And for today's Dear John, let's open up the mailbag.
All right, Dear John, Wayne in North Houston, who do you think is the ALCS MVP as of today?
Gosh, Wayne, I was listening a while ago to the way Yuli Gurriel has bounced back from his awful performance last year in the playoffs. He's been tremendous. But the catalyst, you know, Tucker's been good at times. Correa's been good. I would say Correa. But to me, Yordan Alvarez,
yep,
who I was watching today on MLB TV, analyzing his swing, what he did to Chris Sale, and a couple of the ex-major leaguers that I'm telling you, in that lineup where he got the AL's leading hitter batting seventh, none of them are better than Alvarez. So I'm going with Air Yordan.
Yeah, I agree.
Air Yordan,
421 in the series.
Show, I told Show this earlier, John. Another number. I was listening to that podcast earlier, and they said that versus Chris Sale, there had only been either three or four left-handed hitters ever have three-hit game versus Chris Sale.
Wow!
And so that's why, like the point was nobody should be mad at Cora for leaving Chris Sale in there. Because history, at least your analytical guys, history tells you that it's not a problem. He's gonna get out of that inning, but the fact of the matter is they were talking about the pitch selection and all that kind of stuff. But I just thought, wow, all the left-handed hitters out there, and Chris Sale has had a handful of guys ever have three-hit ball games against
him. Interesting.
And Yordan Alvarez is one of them now.
Opposing managers love to pitch lefties.
Yeah.
Despite Brantley hits lefties as well as righties. Alvarez hits lefties. Tucker,
yeah,
it's not like those guys are batting 150 against lefties, but they keep throwing them out there.
All right. Dear John, Curtis in Richmond, who will be the next Texan to be traded or released?
Curtis, ooh, I think it'd be Zach Cunningham to be traded. If Zach, he's better as 3-4 than a 4-3. There's a lot of 3-4 teams out there competing for the playoffs that maybe need defensive players. I would say Zach Cunningham.
And you think that'll happen? To you, you think that'll happen, he'll get traded?
I don't know if it will. It should be.
It should be.
I mean, if he's not playing all the time, trade him.
Yeah.
You know, they should be worried about the next draft.
I hear you. Greg in Houston. My wife says she doesn't like surprises if we get engaged, but I'm planning to have all of her family and friends for a surprise party, and then I'm going to pop the question. Should I go through with my plan?
Absolutely you should, Greg. She will love it.
You think so?
Absolutely. I've had people tell me. I used to tell my wife, I don't want any surprises, and then she'd do it, and I was overwhelmed.
Really?
She will love it. Do it. You will not regret it. And plus, and
she's
her family.
She's telling you no. She's
her family is going to love it.
That, I was just fixing to say, her family and her friends will absolutely love you forever for doing that.
You know now, what they say? Happy mother-in-law, happy life.
She's telling you, though, she's telling you what she don't want. You believe she's not.
Sometimes you gotta go with your gut, show. Sometimes you got to make your own decision, man.
Sometimes you got to go with your gut.
An old henpecked fella would probably listen to it. Guy with a set probably going to go ahead and do what he needs to with
so
the family.
So are you saying Ron's henpecked?
No, not at all.
He's the opposite.
I want to take into account what she's saying. If she's telling me I don't want surprises, then if I'm disappointed when she gets surprised and she ain't happy about it, she told me.
That's on you if you get disappointed. I mean, and I know you, show your ass ain't going to be – if she's disappointed, you ain't going to lose no sleep over it.
I look forward to the time
that I get
a call on the air during Dear John from a woman named Courtney looking for advice on her husband.
I didn't know where he was going.
To say
it
either.
Took me a minute to dial in on that one. Hey, John, I'm Courtney.
Divorce him.
Now, what you got at the Chronicle this week?
Well, Brooks Cabina has a great story going Sunday about the rebuild and what all that entails. I have my full page preview section, and I got Watson's story today and a column on J.J. Watt. Guys, thank you very much. Good luck to the Astros. It's going to be a great night. Hopefully, it'll be over tonight, and if it's not, I'll be in my Phoenix hotel room watching game 7.
There we go. Clap it up, John McClain. He's out, guys. That was a good time. John McClain, as always, presented by Horn Solutions. Coming up, the lineups are out. The lineups are out. And, yes, Dusty is continuing his musical chairs in center field. We'll let you know who's up now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!